Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast. What's up, Banana Munch? You know what time it is. It's time for another episode of the Jungle Gyms Podcast. I'm your host, Mark. Welcome to the show. Another fun one as always, folks. Look, I've been trying to push this recently. We got a couple things going on. We got an eclipse party coming up because there's an eclipse happening. And thankfully, all of us here in the greater Cincinnati area, we're pretty close to the path of totality, which means that you will, provided the weather cooperates, which we know that rarely happens with astronomical events in the Midwest. But that means that you will be able to see the full eclipse. It means totality, right? Like, you'll see the sun blotted out completely, and you'll be in the path of it here. And I think Fairfield is in the path of direct totality for about a minute and 58 seconds. But we've got a whole thing going on. I would say a great tip for all of you out there is if you go on eventbrite.com, and that's B-R-I-T-E, spelled incorrectly, you can follow Jungle Gyms on there. So all of our events and stuff that we do, they'll start showing up that way. I think that's a really great way to stay involved with upcoming events. That's one I'm really excited about because I'm a big old nerd. But I'm sure that comes as no surprise to all of you. That's coming up. I sat in a meeting for Beer Fest recently, so that's coming up in June. They're actually, I'm telling myself, it's secretly the Jungle Gym's birthday party for Mark, since it's kicking off on June 14th. That'll be fun. How do I get out of that now that I've just acknowledged as both my day of birth and the party? All kidding aside, that's going to be a great time. Beer Fest is always a great one. Look, I'm just going to tease this right here. We're working on a whole new festival for you. It's kind of a little inspired by what we did with Fizz Fest a few years ago, for those of you who have been asking for its return. But we've tweaked it. It's less about the, I don't want to say too much since I don't really know what I'm allowed to say yet. But you know what? I feel like for the most part, they'll just destroy me if I do this. Anyway, we're focusing a little bit more on the edible side as well as the drinkable side. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll have more about that in the future, but get hyped because I'm really excited about that. I think our tentative date for that is just a couple weeks after Beer Fest. So that should be a lot of fun. So probably end of June, maybe July. Don't quote me on any of that yet. But just know that I am listening to you and I tell everybody what we're doing. So that's great. Now, another thing I've been trying to push, is downloading the Jungle Gyms app. So if you're watching along right now on YouTube, like a lovely supporter that you are. And of course, you know, I know I always say that, but thank you to all the audio listeners that keep us as like one of the top 100 food shows. It's so cool. And I don't want to sound like I'm ungrateful. I'm very grateful, but we're just doing really cool video stuff and I'm doing everything I can to get out of there. So anyway, not out of there, but getting an audience to match, you know, it's crazy when it's like a 10th of what I'm getting. But I wanted to bring this up because we've been doing a lot of fun stuff in the app recently. And so there have been some recent, they just did a big update here about a week or so ago. And I wanted to bring that up because now, while I'm looking at this page here off camera, if you're watching, that was where I was going with that whole little tirade. You can actually see there's app exclusive deals that show up here. So for example, I'm looking at this week. So while supplies last, while it's available, if you have the app, my understanding is these prices are exclusive to those of you that have the app and you just got to show it at the cash register. But we have deals right now on, if you haven't had the brand buy before, they're like a beverage brand. I don't want to call it water because it is flavored, but how do they describe themselves? They call themselves Wonder Water. Okay, well, that sounds like marketing talk. But they're doing six packs of that, or normally retail on that is like $8 for six pack. $2.99 right now. That's crazy. Three for five on Crest 3D white toothpaste in vibrant mint flavor. I really, you know, I always said I wanted to be the person to name these flavors, like vibrant mint. Okay, cool. It also known as peppermint. another favorite of mine, this is usually, we usually have a great deal on this anyway. I think regular price for us is often when we sell it, it's like $4.99. But it's 24 ounces of Parmesan encrusted tilapia in the frozen section by Seafood. That's only $2.99 right now. And last but not least, Bono branded organic Italian extra virgin olive oil, 16.9 ounce bottle, $9.99. Regular price, $20.49. So we got some special deals for you too. But more importantly, you can actually just look up the regular ad there too. So every week you can see what we've got sale-wise going on in the ad. I'm looking through right now. I used to love coming in here with the newspaper, but it's kind of fun that this is the new thing and it's way less noisy. Although, a little secret for between us, I'm still old, so I love physical media. I'm definitely going to scream for that. But a couple great deals right now this week. And, you know, we got a guy, Lou's that guy. He's been getting us great deals amongst the other buyers too. But thank you, Lou, for everything that you do. And thanks for always interacting with me directly. I really appreciate it. The Rana, I'm not sure how you pronounce the brand, but they are their pasta brand. You've probably seen them before, Ravioli. We ran a special around the Super Bowl with them, but we're doing buy one, get one free on either their sauces, ravioli, or the tortelloni. They're all delicious. I like the ravioli myself. There was a mushroom one that was really good. Somebody said the lobster one was awesome. And when I went to buy it that last time we ran the deal, it was out. So thank you for buying it before I could. I'm taking it personally. I mentioned this a little while back. This is another good one that we get every so often. It's normally $20. It's a 64-ounce container of Papa Charlie's brand roast beef, fully cooked, sliced Italian style, and it's in au jus. Listen, I think you know, and I think I've said this before, I'm really not the prepackaged food guy. I really generally shy away from it because I find that, for the most part, it's not really that hard to make good things easily if you just, I don't know, put any effort into it above just microwaving things. But we got that $6 off this week. It's $14. It is a ton of beef. I'm not exaggerating. I imagine you can look at me and go, yeah, that guy probably knows something about an Italian beef sandwich. I do. And these are really good. But more importantly, the au jus they serve it in, like it's in the container. It goes so hard. It goes so hard. Honestly, I kind of didn't believe Lou at first when he told me, and I'm happy to tell you that I was wrong. And I love being wrong. And you know what? Hopefully all of you out there like being wrong too. It's a great way to grow as a person. I know you get hyped on this too. King's Hawaiian Rolls, $2.99. We got all kinds of deals going on. And I thought I'd mention as well, another fun thing we've been doing here lately. Every Thursday, we've got... we're doing dollar produce deals. So there's like a set, it changes every week. It's a set group of produce. I know I saw some grapes in there today. I saw some pineapple deals. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So on Thursdays and Thursdays alone, and I believe it's at both stores, you can go in and we'll have certain items and produce for only a dollar. And then similarly on Fridays, we do dollar oysters. So you can go back and see Vaz back there in the seafood department. She'll hook you up. If you're really, really nice, you should beg her for the delicious sauce she makes for the oysters and the other seafood. It's so good. She should be bottling that. Best. If you're watching this, please bottle it. I'd like to buy it. And I think everyone else would too. It's like kind of in the ballpark of a chimichurri. It's just really delicious. Goes great on everything. She keeps sneaking it out. I think it showed up at the wine festival last fall. And then internally, when we all eat things together, we get to try it. And then if you saw my oyster TikTok when we launched this program, you'll totally know. So again, check us out on social media. We're all over that. One thing I did want to bring up, I remember this. I put this in my calendar to mention here. So as of the day of release, this will be March 27th. We do have more deals going on. So I'm trying to pull up my calendar here so I can tell you. So, you know, if you've been to Jungle Gyms before, you know that we have all kinds of other businesses in hand, right? There's the pet store. We've got like there's an optometrist. Kind of have it all here, right? But right in the building, we've got things like Starbucks, or in the case of today, Jersey Mike's. So what's really funny, I'll mention this also because I've got family on the show who's from New Jersey that can back me up on being from there. But I grew up in a little town near Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's where the home of Jersey Mike's is. But I thought what they were doing was really cool. And they came over and they gave me some notes on this. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to tell people about this because I think it's really good. So again, on Wednesday, March 27th, this is a big deal. It's only at the location here in Jungle Gyms, at least on that date. I know they do it at other locations at different times, but whatever. March 27th, they are doing Jersey Mike's Day of Giving. So come to the store here that's in the Fairfield Jungle Gyms. They are giving 100% of all proceeds to a group called Cancer Free Kids, which I think is a really noble cause. Mandy and her team right back here run a really tight ship. I very much appreciate them. And I thought it was really cool that they were doing this. They were like, hey, is it okay if you tell people about this? I'm like, yeah, they love when I tell people about cool things. And then of course, you know, you'll come in here too. So it's great. You can eat a sandwich. You can keep walking. This is just getting me one step closer to my dream Jungle Gyms cafeteria, right? Well, everybody drop a Jungle Gyms cafeteria in the comments. Awesome. Okay, so this week we've got two things going on. So I mentioned I've got some family visiting. She's the second guest on the show this week. Shouting out Dr. Tara. She's conveniently my aunt, but she's also hosting a podcast about mental health and other fun things. Well, I mean, mental health can occasionally not be fun, but you know what I'm getting at. But she's doing it with iHeartRadio up in New Jersey. She's a great person, and that was a lot of fun. I was so glad they came to visit, and of course they got to see the store. And I always love when you get a first timer in here to tell you that whole thing. And we're kind of blessed because the first guest this week is also first timer in the store. I met Enrique recently. It was a very funny thing. I thought this would be really important to turn around fast because one of my favorite things about the show and about my job here is being able to turn all of you onto brand new products. So as you'll see momentarily, Enrique came in. I believe the title would be broker. I'm still learning a lot of the terminology here to make sure I'm saying the right things. I often use the term vendor kind of in like a loose way. But Enrique represents a lot of different Hispanic brands. And he's coming in here because he's bringing in a ton of new Hispanic stuff. And now some of it we've already had. Some of it he's just getting in bigger quantities. But then they're bringing in a whole bunch of new products too. So Enrique was kind enough to stop by the studio and tell me a little bit about his business and what we're bringing in. And maybe more importantly, to leave me a comically large box of candy. Anyway, meet Enrique. One of my favorite things that happens at Jungle Gyms is when I forget to hit the record button. More importantly, when Lou comes in with someone like yourself, Enrique, and is like, hey, we got a box of stuff for you. So as I started pulling out here already, personal favorite, some squinkles. Tell us who you are and why you're here at Jungle Gyms today.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Enrique Casas. We're, you know, been in the market 29 years.
Yeah.
Selling foods. Father was original owner.
Oh, cool.
And here I am, you know, on a podcast with you right now.
I know. Unexpected podcasting. Yeah. I was like, thank you for letting me corner you like
this. Showing you all the new items that are going to be hitting the Jungle Gym stores shortly.
Cool. I love this. So we're going, obviously, I think you said earlier that we're doing quite an aggressive campaign towards the Hispanic community. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes. So we'll be bringing Iberia items, candies, you name it. It's
going to
be a big assortment of Hispanic items.
So oh, wow. See, really I'm exciting. So excited to hear that because I've been watching the expansion, obviously, going on over the last year or so, and I've been a little curious. I'm like, okay, what exactly is going to go on here? So I'd assume that it meant, obviously, an expansion in all the categories. So I'm very excited about this. I think I've grabbed this before. Just seeing the watermelon lollipop with chili powder on it, that sounds delicious. I know I mentioned the squinkles. You all have to try these. They're good, too. A couple of our employees out there got me hip to a few of these. So now seeing so many other options, do you have a favorite in the box?
I would say that green one right there.
The tamarind?
Yep. Oh, that's one of our top sellers as well.
No kidding. Yeah. Tamarind, I'm always trying it, and I kind of like it, but I feel like I like the fruit mixed with the chili more frequently than that.
And that's specifically very Mexican, so like anything with tamarind is going to do extremely well.
Okay, so I just really have to expand my palate is really what I'm hearing here, and I'm happy to do it through candy. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, gosh, this one also sounds good. Another hard candy. Yeah, see?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So you said this this family business, you've been doing this forever?
Yeah, I've been doing this 29 years.
No kidding.
And it's amazing. I've been in the food business almost all my life.
Really? Yeah. And always in this space, correct?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. What kind of changes have you seen throughout your career as far as like...
You know what? We're seeing, and it's happening here in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So Hispanics are obviously, they're everywhere.
Now, right.
So we have to cater to them.
Sure.
And so what Lou's doing, he invited me over here and they're adding tremendous sections to all the Jungle Gym stores.
Amazing.
And that's where we come in.
That's so cool.
So we're adding a ton of footage of Hispanic items and more importantly, crossover items that are you know, great tasting and affordable.
So I think what's really fun too, and I find this in, I feel like both the Hispanic candies and the Japanese candies do a great job of this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the packaging is so enticing that even before I was in a place, you know, I'm very lucky. I have an incredible little Hispanic grocery store like two doors down from my house right now.
Okay.
So I just love seeing it, right? And it always entices me to try things. And I guess I'm generally kind of adventurous anyway. But I love seeing it expand because I'm even looking in here feeling like I kind of know what I'm doing. Sure. I'm like, oh, there's a lot of stuff in here I haven't tried before. Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait, what is this one? This is just like Christmas Day for me. Oh, that's cute. What have we got in here?
Little lollipops.
Aww.
So you're going to see a lot of racks in your stores now with all these items. A little plug to EDM Food Group.
Please. You know, tell me a little bit about EDM Food Group.
My sister started the company.
Yeah.
It's originally a capital investment company, but with our experience in food, it's a brokerage, and it just captures a bunch of different brands through all our relationships over the last 25 plus years.
Yeah.
So she's the president, and she would be here today. So I want to say hello to her.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, we'll bring her on next
time. Yeah, she'll be here next time.
Post-launch.
So, yeah. So the EDM Food Group will bring a bunch of stuff. And then, Lou here bringing a lot of new ideas to Jungle Gym. So real grateful to have him. And,
oh, yeah. He's been a lot of fun to work with. And I'm only saying that because he's in the room with us.
Is he? Yeah, he's right.
Have you ever been in a store like Jungle Gym? Obviously, with you going all over, I have to assume, is this... I don't want to capitalize. This happens all the time. We'll talk about it off the air. Yeah. And then as soon as we go on the air, I have to be like, can you repeat the thing you said before? But
I am amazed. Honestly, I've never seen a supermarket like this.
It's crazy, right?
I was saying it earlier. It's like an experience. It's an experience.
Yeah.
It's like insane. Insane.
So many options, so many...
You guys have a train on...
Right, and it works. I always like telling people, I'm like, come to one of our festivals this year and you can probably ride it, weather permitting. And, but it's crazy.
And the culture, you guys, let me tell you something. The culture here is inviting. I was just up in corporate with Lou,
yeah,
Mr. Jim, everybody, and you guys are just cool.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get.
It's really refreshing.
And that is so awesome because it's usually it's corporate meetings. It's, you know.
It's like a little stuffy.
Point, yeah. Margin, all that fun sure. stuff, whatever. This was different.
Yeah, and it's not like we don't cover those things, but it's
you
like
do
a
tremendous
way more,
job of covering them, but yeah. you have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a refreshing experience, even on my end as a creative, right? Where, you know, it's funny. And I've worked, look, I've had a lot of cool jobs over the years, but this is one where I'm really like, oh, they really encourage me to be unique. They encourage me to try things. They encourage me to do what I think is right in order to ultimately encourage the customer to be, hey, you know what? I'll try this tamarind flavored lollipop with chili powder. Mm-hmm. That sounds unique. I'll give it a go. Yeah. What's the worst that happens? Somebody might not like it, but for a lot of other people, you're going to turn them on to their new favorite thing on absolutely. Accident, right?
On accident.
It's kind of
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's really fun and refreshing to me to hear these stories from people like yourself that come in.
Thank you.
You know, because it's, I think it's easy for, I've only been here a couple of years, so I'm still somewhat new. But I think it's really easy for a lot of us to get caught up in like kind of the excitement of it. And eventually it becomes routine. So it's like, well, yeah, I've got access to the greatest produce on the planet yeah. within a few hundred feet versus yeah. just thinking about like what the usual person's experience would be on a day to day. So I'm very glad that you're
and
here.
And
doing
I love
this.
Something about you guys are also listening. You're seeing the changes. So you're yeah. adapting. So that's key.
One of the things that blew my mind when I first started, truly, was it was one of my first days, and it was like a contact form that, you know, you get on the website, and people are like, oh, it'd be really nice if I had this or whatever. But that email was coming to all the people, and I guess I was considered enough a manager to see these emails, too. I was like, oh, and then watching everyone else communicate like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. We've never heard of it. Let's see if we can get it in. Yeah. And that happens, I imagine, all of the time. You
I'm
know,
sure.
I can hear, I've heard so many anecdotes from former guests on the show. I had a friend, I had some friends in from Switzerland a while back, and they were like, we were trying to get this one product in. And they were like, I spent so much time with your managers in email who were just trying to see if we could find it. And I was
that's
like, that's so cool.
That's cool.
You know, and yeah. I think it's cool that also, like, you know, we're hiring people of the culture too. So it's like, mm-hmm. we're not, I'm not the expert, but I know somebody who is, and they can hopefully help me become yeah. closer to
yeah,
an expert.
Educate us a little bit on what they see in their countries because. Yeah. Definitely pushing this way. So.
Yeah, I heard somebody once say, they're like, look, I could order this off a sheet and just be like, these are the top sellers. They're like, I don't really feel like that's the right approach, though. You know, yeah. it's like, because what would you do if the situation was reversed? And we see that all the time on the internet where it's funny yeah. things like, here's the American section at a European grocery store. And it's like hot dogs and yeah. a bottle of ketchup or something disgusting. Yeah. You're like, you're not wrong, but you're not entirely correct. So, yeah, thank you for recognizing that, truly. It's amazing. So what's a few, I mean, I guess I know what my future is. I'm going to slowly eat my way through this box.
So what you're holding there is actually our snack assortment that we presented today. But you're soon going to see a ton of Hispanic items from rice to beans on top of what you already have.
Sure.
You guys already have a wonderful assortment, but we're just adding a bunch of different items.
That's so cool.
And what you have in your hands is a category that really draws the customer to your store.
For sure.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh. And there's so many little unique, fun things here, too. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of impulse items, right, Mark? So,
hopefully
our,
I mean, honestly, everything.
Shout out to our buyer, Lou. Hopefully he puts us at the checkouts.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here for the impulse buys. Oh, my
hopefully
gosh.
Hopefully he puts us at checkouts.
Oh, yes. So the Japanese-style peanuts.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, and that was on the outside of the box, too. I probably should have seen that one coming. But that's
a big seller right there.
Yeah, I've heard
huge.
So many about these. Yeah, and I keep meaning to try them. I'm doing this series where I'm trying all of the items that we carry in the store. Sure. And I'm like, there's like 200,000
Well, you know
them.
All these are for you, right?
Yes, yeah, so, I know. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, well, I think you just covered me in a bunch of videos for a while. Amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're
so
seeing
cool.
that everywhere, and they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
I mean, what makes them Japanese style? Is that a dumb question?
The brand is a Mexican brand.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, just like anything, you know, like the soups, Chinese soups, everyone
yeah,
consumes it.
Yeah, you just put a little something.
Yeah, you just put a little something to it, and then, you know.
As it falls on my chainsaw on the floor. You laugh. It's a real chainsaw. I hate to do this. I'm just like, so, oh, I got to try one of these a little while back. And one of my friends here was like, hey, man, you got to put it in the freezer first.
Exactly.
I liked it.
Okay,
and then
so
I
now I know you know.
It.
Yeah.
See, I'm slowly learning. Yeah. I'll take any opportunity to be educated about food or anything like
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. This is so amazing. Guys, this box is not even like half empty yet. Like, I'm not joking when I say
And again, this is probably, what, 5% of what we're going to bring? 5 to 10% of what we're going to bring.
That's amazing.
Just a few samples.
Ooh, another flavor of the squinkles. I didn't know there was a blue version. Again, expanding my horizons. Hey, Enrique, this is so cool. Well, of course, welcome to Jungle Gyms.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is super exciting.
No, it's an honor for you to invite me here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm so sorry we cornered you. Yeah, well, so it's like that thing. You're like, this store is crazy. I'm like, please walk into our production studio and do a show. Right? Do you have 5 minutes? You know,
that's amazing. I love it.
Well, hey, when everything launches, please feel free. You're welcome back.
I promise I'm coming
back. Yeah, bring the whole family. I'd love it. That'd be fun.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
I love what you're doing, so keep it up.
Yeah. Oh, and is there anything else you'd like to plug while you're here? I know we talked about EDM foods and everything. But
no, just support Jungle Gyms. Just an honor to be here. Yeah.
Likewise. I'm glad you stopped in. My pleasure, Enrique. Well, we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Well, once again, thank you so much for your time. I know I always say it in the interview close-ups, but I want to make sure that you all know I am very grateful that you take the time to come sit with me. You come to tell the audience about the new stuff that you're doing, tell a little bit about your business, your history. It's all fun to me. I mean, look, we live in a society where we prey on nostalgia, and this to me is like kind of good nostalgia, where you're like, I grew up working in this business and I learned a lot, and now I get to expand people's cultural horizons. It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, seriously. So thank you. I'm looking forward to that. And you should see some of that in store, honestly, by the time that you're watching this episode, which I think is even cooler. That's how fast we can move here. You can have stuff that shows up one day and will probably be on shelves within 24 hours. I know we did that with the Amish produce last year. So many cool, interesting things here. We're really, really unique in that space, and I love that about us. Okay, moving on. I'm bringing in Dr. Tara here. I want to talk about her. She's got a podcast she launched, like I mentioned earlier. She's doing it at iHeartRadio. It's going really well. And I figured, I was like, well, you're here. Give me your take on Jungle Gyms. Let's try. Well, look, I led the show with a Snack Fest reveal, right? Then I'm kind of leaning on that. And so I figured, I was like, well, what better way to tease this by having Tara eat a bunch of strange things that I really love in the store? And just, you know, let's see if she likes them too. Anyway, meet Dr. Tara. Let's talk about her show. This is, I think you are the first relative to make it on air. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you, Mark. I'm honored.
I think it is crazy that you came all the way from New Jersey just to do this show.
Well, everyone should be planning trips to Cincinnati ASAP and getting to Jungle Gyms because it is the Disney of grocery, wine, you name it.
This is obviously your first time here. What did you think? I mean, objectively, you can be a little snippy if you need to be.
No. Total honesty, I'm overwhelmed and blown away. I know you told me a lot about it, and right. I looked it up online, of course, but nothing can prepare you for the real thing.
It's so funny because I feel like that's the most common sentence we hear all the time here. Mm-hmm. People are just like, I didn't know what to expect. It's like, even though you did know what to expect, I'm sorry we didn't have the monorail driver on site today. I would have hopped on that for a minute. Yeah. Well, next time we'll plan better. We missed the wine event on Sunday where I really kind of blew it as the store ambassador for you.
You're forgiven. The tour today makes up for it.
Well, cool. In that case, I'm glad. Tara, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So I'm from New Jersey. Okay. I have the honor of being your auntie. Yeah. And I'm Dr. Tara at home. I'm a CEO of a large nonprofit. I'm a psychotherapist. And I'm also a podcast co-host.
Yes. That's exciting. So tell us a little bit about the show.
Yeah. So the Well Off podcast is focused on health, wealth, and living top shelf. And my co-host, Gina Sim, is an iHeart media executive in sales. And we have a good time. We talk to a lot of interesting people and try to weave success together with being healthy, surrounding yourself with good people, and kind of looking at what the real big picture of success looks like.
Sure. Do you all have like any, maybe this is not to reduce the show into a sentence, but like, do you have any maybe soft tips? Obviously, I know we wanted to talk about mental health and its importance, which leads us into trying delicious foods that we like.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the big takeaway that I think every guest shares is that it's not about money. And it's not about things. It's about really living your life, surrounding yourself with good people, taking care of yourself. Like, that's really what wealthy is.
Yeah. And it's funny that I think that does get misconstrued pretty often because it is quick to just be like, well, money is. And while it's not helpful, right, it doesn't empower you to do things. But it's a thing that the longer I live, I try to think about more frequently where I'm like, okay, what's the thing I actually want to do?
Right.
You know, is it do this? No, I don't know. I find it fascinating. So I'm excited to finally tune into the show. I'm sorry I haven't yet.
No,
I
don't
meant to
be
prepare
sorry.
Anything. Okay, in that case, I'm not sorry.
We'll have to have you on as a guest.
That'd be
now.
Fun. Yes. Yeah. Well, and we have a good relationship with iHeart here too. So we do some advertising on there, and I've done a couple of their shows here in town. They're great people.
Great.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's surprising when like a large corporation is actually kind of cool, you know?
Absolutely. That's what I'm finding. They really take care of their people. Yeah. They're involved in their communities. So it's been a good time.
It's interesting, too, at least with some of the people I know here involved with iHeart, they're often praising them, kind of like I am here at Jungle Gyms, where they're praising their creative freedom, too, which I think is very, it's, you know, I mean, with what you all are doing, producing a show there is slightly different than, if I'm not misunderstanding anyway, versus like a show that is like fully produced by, you know, it's an iHeart show.
Right.
Where like you'd think they'd be like, hey, here are some topics you're not allowed to mention. And everyone's like, no, they don't really do that. They just sort of general standards, like don't say anything insane. Try not to be hurtful.
Right. You know? Right.
Well, going back to your show though, I feel like you exemplify a lot of these things, right? Like I've seen it in the family in your time with us. There is a sense of wellness. You all are always out like enjoying yourselves and finding those little things in life that provide a little happiness, even if it's just for the moment. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, we work hard, but we play hard
and
make the most of our time. And really, you know, it's like we're going to be eating some not so healthy snacks. But
sure.
I always tell people, like, your diet isn't just your food. It's what you listen to, who you surround yourself with. And, you know, we try to really be spiritual, surround ourselves with good people, mm-hmm. and, you know, make sure that what we're putting into our bodies is all good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mix it up a little bit, you know, a little pain for pleasure occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. We're about to mix it up right now.
It was funny because as we're walking through the store, it was adorable. You're like, oh, is it okay if I bust into this bag of chips while we're out here? I was like, of course, perks of the gig.
Eat now, buy later.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, no, and they're tracking us. Security has an eye on everybody at all times. So wait, tell me what you got first.
Okay, so last summer, Uncle Paul and I went to England and Ireland, and I noticed everywhere we went had these amazing chips, and they were all cheddar and onion,
okay,
but mature cheddar.
Yes.
I mean, not just any cheddar, mature.
No, but not quite aged.
I lost my mind when I saw these at Jungle Gyms today, and like you said, had to bust them open, and they are delicious.
They really are delicious, too. I was impressed. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried those before. I walk by and laugh at the branding. I'm like, mature cheddar, that's very funny. Like, what a way to put it. It feels so British.
I mean, if it said immature, we'd be more likely to eat it. But.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. And when you open the bag, it says something kind of snarky. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, because of that, I was like, okay, well, then I got to bring a couple of my other random mm-hmm. favorites while we were walking by, because we were by the Walkers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought we'd try. I'm bust out because we keep making Marmite jokes, but I'm going to send this to your side of the table
okay.
first.
Okay. I have no idea what Marmite is, and I'm a little scared.
I think you'll, I don't know. You're open-minded. You're worldly. This will be fun.
Can I smell it first?
Yeah, you can do whatever you'd like to it first. I'll open all of them while
weird.
We're good. It has like an interesting taste. I forget how to describe Marmite.
Wait.
I'm more a team Vegemite.
It actually smells like caramel.
Yeah, there's like a bit of that kind of like, I don't know quite how to, I'll eat it with you. Oop,
that's okay, all over ready?
Yep.
One, two,
cheers.
Three.
There's like caramelized yeast.
Or like Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Worcestershire?
Yeah, no one knows actually. Yeah, I could see that. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I think that works better than I thought. I'm always trying to encourage people to try something new and weird.
It's like bitter in the front, but it gets sweeter in the back.
You're just kind of crazy. So do I.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I would buy them,
but
I was able to get through it.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll say the Monster Muncher last. That's pickled onion. Those are always a winner.
In the meantime, I'm going to sneak one of
these. Yeah, please.
The
palate cleanser.
Yes, exactly. They're so good.
Well, I always love these. Jungle got me hip to, he likes the Indian snack mixes in general. Mm-hmm. And then while I was out there, this was like a year or two ago, I was talking to our buyer out there. I'm sorry, got so super distracted trying to remember the story. Anyway, so I'm out there, I'm checking it out, and I'm like, oh, what else should we try? And he's like, you got to try the Fulvadi. And I was like, okay. And so Lucky and I are out there, and we're like, all right, we're going to try these. They are, I don't really, you know what? Again, I don't want to really describe.
Okay.
But give it a smell first.
Okay.
The texture is not what it looks like.
They're heavy.
Like. I felt like they'd be
interesting.
Crispy. But if you, when you feel it, they're almost like soft and velvety.
Are they all exactly the same?
They're same flavor-wise, but I think the shape's probably a little different. I think it's made out of like maybe a pea protein of some sort.
Oh, good. Oh, weird.
It's like a little falafel-y.
I was expecting it to be crunchy.
Right, same. Every time. And then I'm like, oh, it's velvety, but I love the flavor on it.
It does taste like a falafel.
Yeah. And it kind of hits that with like a little bit more of like a traditional Indian spice. You get a little heat on the back end.
And the spice comes later.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I love to show
these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm.
with some of the mixes, they'll have different crunch and different flavors. But we got so hot on them because it's like $2-ish. Don't quote me on the price, internet. Mm-hmm. It's like $2-ish a bag, though. And like you said, it's a heavy bag.
Yeah.
You'll go through it.
I'm actually surprised at how reasonable the pricing is here at Jungle Gyms.
Why, thank you for saying that. Shocked. No, please. Yes, and yes. This is not a paid advertisement. You said that repeatedly through the store. You did two things I always like hearing new customers say. Mm-hmm. That, and you did the, oh my gosh, I found these while I was traveling internationally. Yes. I didn't think I'd see them again until I left the country again, and here they are.
Okay, these are good.
Yeah, aren't they good?
So, Merch Masala.
Excuse me. Yeah, their whole line is
great. Full body.
Yeah, their whole line is great.
I need another one.
They have like what was the one I had last time? Like Mumbai mix or something like that. And it's just like a little crunchy mix of things. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm choking to death on the show.
The spicier the better.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, we should have done all. I should have done all hot sauces, but that'll be the next trip.
Next time.
Yeah, right. All right, let me go one more down the line. I'm going to pass you over to the Monster Munch. So
Monster Munch.
Yeah, they're just cute. They're like little monster hands.
Ooh, pickled onion.
But they're pickled onion. Another, again, I'm here for the unique flavors.
It smells like a pickle.
I think they use that. It's got a real kind of like vinegary, you know.
Looks like a little frog hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I should be passing as my mom and Uncle Paul are out, just outside of frame right now. I love these.
I like them a lot.
Yeah.
I could totally eat the whole bag.
Oh, yeah. They are. This is a dangerous snack. Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, isn't that great?
And these are Walkers, too. So these are British.
Today the British chip game's been on. I was going to bring us some of the Asian Lays, but I think we've been cleaned out this weekend.
And suitable for vegetarians.
See? Look at that. I'm looking out for everybody. What was one of the most... Oh, wait till you're done chewing. Actually, I'm terrible. Oh, how's the meal? You know what I mean? Yum. Is there anything that really particularly surprised you in your visit here today?
Okay. So first, I love the over-the-top. The boat, the fire truck.
Right.
All of that. Anything. And Marilyn Monroe's and her dress blowing in the wine department. So that was really cool. But the selection has blown me away.
Yeah.
And I'm gluten-free, so I'm always looking for yummy things. And like I was telling Uncle Paul, I said, back home, we might have one of these items, right. But you have the whole line here.
Right.
That's every crazy. Flavor, every variety. I mean, this place is insane.
It's one of those things I love about, you know, we joked as we walked through American Grocery, like, oh, this is regular groceries. But even same kind of thing there, too, where you're like, oh, yeah, you'd have like, it's the Chloe Triscuit story we were telling the other day. I'm like, oh, yeah, tried the smoked Gouda. You know what I mean?
And it's we have to buy them before we leave.
Smoked if not, just Gouda go yell at Jane in the deli. She always keeps a couple snacks of them around there. I'm constantly pushing them on her. Or she's constantly pushing them on me. And I finally succumbed. And it was great. That's the right verbiage. It was amazing and delicious.
We need Jungle Gyms back east.
I know. I think we need to have Jungle Gyms all over the country.
I agree.
I agree. At this point, let's take some risks.
But it is worth the trip.
Yeah.
Anyone out there, find a cheap flight to Cincinnati and get here because it's amazing.
That'd be awesome. Well,
yum.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for trying. One more time. Give us where we can find the podcast.
Okay. www.welloffpodcast.com.
Okay.
Or we are the Well Off Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
Yep. And then it's on all major streaming platforms, I'm assuming, all that stuff.
The iHeart app, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks, Jared. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. So fun.
Yeah, of course. That was fun. You didn't think you'd go just regular grocery shopping today,
totally
right?
Not. See?
All right, now get to the wine department.
Okay, wine tasting. Bye.
Well, like I said in the interview, I'm pretty sure that's my first family member that's actually made it on the show. But that was cool. Look, I try not to do the whole nepotism thing, even though there is a picture of Bark Morrison out in the pet department right now. But who wouldn't want him to sell you dog treats? It makes perfect sense. But, you know, I thought this was a really cool thing. She's got a cool show going on. Obviously, mental health is I don't even know how to say it. It's like a perpetual topic in the zeitgeist. And it is something that we should be talking about, addressing, acknowledging. That's why I say little things to you about me being wrong sometimes. I think it's really important that we take these sort of things. You know, this show is not just about expanding your cultural and your, like, the edible horizons. It really is. I'm hoping, at least, that you take these little notes where I do things like, oh, you know, I said something stupid and I was wrong about it. I said the stupid thing very confidently, something a lot of us do. But more importantly, I'm really proud of being wrong. And I think it's something that we could all learn a little bit from each other. So help me on that, too. If I say something stupid, let me know if it's wrong. And then I can learn and grow better. And then the next time, I'll be like, hey, I was wrong. That was cool. Being wrong is cool. What's not cool is pretending to not be wrong. So anyway, Tara, appreciate your time. I don't know why I'm staring like she's still here. She flew back to New Jersey forever ago. But seriously, thank you for that. Thank you to all the guests. Thank you to everybody that watches the show. I really appreciate it. I love the support. Looking forward to it. We got so much fun stuff on the way. I know I've got, I'm going to cover the Best of Cincinnati event that City Beat's throwing here. I know I was nominated for some stuff, so I'm hoping to find out soon. I'm sure generally Jungle Gyms performs very well in this contest, so I love that for us as a brand. And then, of course, it's also, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't nice to be recognized for your talents or the things that you do. It's very nice. It's one of the times I can guarantee I'll feel great. So we got that coming up. I might go cover a vintage toy show this weekend because I think that'd be cool, especially to compare about some of the things. You know, we like bringing in, we just did the Toy Fest thing in Vegas. I love that we bring in brand new stuff, but I also like to see where we came from in a lot of these departments. It's kind of sort of hard with food, right? Because you kind of just can look on the internet. It's a lot, food expires, like toys don't really expire the same way. So you just, it's hard to be like, let me look at produce from 50 years ago. I'm like, well, I have been. It's called dirt now. So many cool things. You know, this is another chance for me to shout out the slowest editing I've ever done on my friend Rome's episode. Rome, if you're out there, I love you, buddy. It is coming eventually. I just, at this point, it's like more funny to me to keep dragging it out as long as possible so we can keep sending each other texts about long lost Little John albums, okay? Yeah. What? Copy. All right. On that, everyone, I appreciate your support. Love all those good things. I hope you have a great week. Thanks for watching the show. And in the meantime, I'll see you out there in the aisles.
The Jungle Gyms podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Gyms International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Gyms podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.